This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Now, a story about New York City, traffic, and some very, very strong opinions. Over the last several days, hundreds of New Yorkers have signed up to speak at public hearings about the city's controversial plan to charge drivers entering Manhattan's central business district. Known as congestion pricing, the strategy to reduce car traffic, and all the bad stuff that comes with it, is already a thing in cities like London, Singapore, and Stockholm. New York's plan could go into effect as early as next year, with tolls as high as $23 during peak hours to drive into the busy midtown and financial districts, the same areas where businesses and city leaders are desperately trying to lure back office workers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports on how these efforts might just collide.
Matthew Turner, an economist at Brown, likes to use an analogy to explain how congestion pricing works by comparing how we treat roads to a line for free bread. Stay with me.
We have all of this stuff. We make it available to people for free. People line up to use it. It gets full, and once it's full, you have to wait for the system to clear out before you can use it.
Charging tolls to use roads, like charging the market price for bread, disincentivizes crowding.
People reschedule their trips or take them by a different mode or don't take them at all.
And it's that last part, not taking trips at all, that might be a problem.
The question of commuting to work and whether or not it makes sense to go into the office place has actually become a really big reason why people don't.
Brian Kropp leads HR research at Gartner. He says offices in New York have among the lowest return rate of workers in the country. The business group Partnership for New York City says only 8% of office workers are going in full time. And building security company Castle shows office occupancy in the city leveling off around 40%. Kropp says a Manhattan congestion charge probably isn't going to help.
If you're an employer, this just creates another hurdle that you have to overcome.
New Yorkers have longer than average commutes. Of course, most, when they do go in, take public transit, not cars. But remote work, ongoing health concerns, and some high-profile instances of transit violence have all taken a toll on ridership, which stands at about 60% of pre-pandemic levels.
Transit is at a crucial turning point.
Danny Perlstein with the Riders Alliance says with the revenues generated by the proposed congestion pricing, about $1 billion a year, transit service could be improved to attract riders lost during the pandemic. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.